Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Sheffield Live.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense.
Well, are you a cool? Yeah.
Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. Follow and tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves. Walk the line.
Welcome to The Squeak. My name's Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
Thought you've had a good week. How are you, James?
I'm really good. I'm surprisingly less hungover than I thought I would be.
Yeah, you look good. You look all right.
But that's only because I've shaved my hair and stuff as well, so I don't look as disheveled. As usual.
Yeah. Well, I'm a lot more normal than I was last week. I was severely hungover last week, as a few of the listeners noticed.
yeah.
Not listening back to the podcast, so I don't know how it was.
It was just basically 2 hours of you repeating bovine drapes, or the other way of saying that.
I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, let's not go into that.
Yeah. Anyway, if you don't know what we're talking about, listen to last week's show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a delicious Sunday dinner round at your house, so thanks for having us.
That was really nice, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, it was. It's probably my favourite meal to eat.
Yeah.
Ever.
A good Sunday roast.
Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very good. So thanks, Ray, for your hospitality and cooking.
Indeed. It did us a favour with you lot coming over, because Ray usually makes enough to feed about 20 people anyway for just the two of us.
So you end up having Sunday dinner all the rest of the
Pretty
following
much,
week.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing, though, to be honest.
No. I can't eat it after it being fresh.
Oh, can you not?
No. Warmed up Sunday roast, like microwaved or warmed up, is just wrong.
Oh, I don't mind it. So sometimes we do the same thing and end up having Monday dinner as well. Sunday dinner and then Monday dinner. But I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Well, if you're listening to us, you can get us on Twitter if you want to get involved. We are at The Squeak. Or we're on facebook.com/The Squeak. I've done it again. THESQWEEK.
Got it right that time.
Why do you start with S? I don't know. Don't understand it. So get in touch on Twitter. What have you been doing through the week then, James?
Mainly getting over Sunday.
Yeah.
So I did get a bit drunk on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you stayed after we left. Well, obviously you lived there.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I did stay when you left, yeah.
I mean, our good friend Faith stayed and hammered it.
Yes, yeah. I had to get her a taxi home.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Yeah.
Good old Uber, straight to the front door. And then I could track that it dropped her off all right.
It actually taken her home.
Yeah. Last night went to the Brady Bunch, their party.
Scottrillo and Claire.
Yeah. That was fun. That was really good. We had a good laugh.
Yeah, lots of drawings on the wall.
Yeah.
That were actually quite good. Quite good drawings.
Mainly Scott that did that. He did a picture of me and Ray, which somebody then said looked like the Mitchell brothers. Which was a little strange.
Not ideal.
There was a good picture of Carl Maloney, who's just tweeted to say he feels wretched.
Ah. Oh, he has indeed, yeah.
Yeah, well, which isn't a surprise.
Well, thanks for listening anyway, though.
Yeah.
And he's done it. He's done it under the guise of Rate Good Music Mag. So he's obviously too drunk to realise that he's posting from the wrong account.
Probably. He was wearing his plum trousers.
Same outfit.
Yeah.
Blue coat. Plum trousers.
Yeah.
Brown canvas shoes.
Pretty much. That's the one. He was doing a hosting gig last night for Musicians Against Homelessness.
Okay.
At the Royal Standard, the RS Bar.
Ma.
Or maybe just a bit meh.
Yeah. Either way.
But yeah, he came after his hosting duties were done there. He also went to the AMP festival at Rocking Chair, which took place this weekend. Which I completely forgot, but No Art Ashes were on, weren't they, on Friday?
Oh, were they? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I completely forgot.
Oh, right.
So I didn't go.
Well, I was out on Friday. Went into town.
Did you?
Yeah. Had a few games of pool in the common room.
All right.
Then for a Chinese, it was good. Yeah, it was all right.
Where did you go for a Chinese?
The Hue Wei, I think they say it as.
Hue Wei?
Yeah. It's next to the Swim Inn on Glossop Road. Nice.
That's, I've not been for a long time there, but it wasn't that great when I went last.
Oh, well, when I've been, it's always been nice. It's I think it's part of the Simply Chinese chain.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. It's good.
Chain Chinese is just something wrong with that whole concept.
Mm.
The best one in town for me is Wong Ting.
Oh, down the moor?
Yeah, just off the moor.
Yeah. We
go upstairs, and they actually do a Chinese menu. You can ask for the Chinese menu and have the proper
and
Chinese
just,
style.
Just guess what you're going to have.
Pretty much, because you can't read it, can you?
Yeah, no. No.
But yeah, it's not the right thing. It's the Wong Ting.
Yeah. Well, when I went, it was part of the old show that I was doing, and we went with... I went with John Hemmingham and Danny Pietnik and Dale of Everthink, and John made a joke about it, because John's a funny man, a character.
He made a joke about it. He makes a joke about anything. His whole existence is a joke, to be honest.
Oh, dear.
He still does Communities Live, doesn't he, on Sheffield Live?
Does he? I think he does, yeah. I don't know which day they do now.
I think it's a Wednesday, does it?
Ah, right.
I believe.
Because originally... I set the Thursday team up, and there was me, John, Danny, other people. And then we moved to Fridays, and now he's moved to Wednesday, so he's moving around a little bit. He used to do Talking Balls on a Friday. I don't think he does that. I'm not sure he does that anymore. That's the sports show on a Friday
evening. I would presume so.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's, you know...
It's just another name for our show, really.
Pretty much.
Good guy is John Hemmingham. And I've just bumped into one of my friends outside as well that I've not seen for years.
Yeah?
Good old Liz Goodwin. She'll not be listening. But yeah, good
shout
to see
out
you.
Anyway.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah. And some of her friends turned up carrying lots and lots of bags and things and said, Liz, we're carrying this for you. And she went, okay then. Just carried on walking down the street without taking any of it off them.
That was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
She had a bit of swagger.
She was, funny that. Yeah, look, we're carrying all your things. Thanks.
keep doing it.
Yeah, carry on. Fire away. Well, music today, we've got music today from October Drift, Broken Saints, Minus the Intention, and the Nova Chords.
Mm-hmm.
All sound pretty good. I've not heard them all, so I'm looking forward to it. You're sporting the October Drift t-shirt as well.
Yeah, I had an embarrassing moment this morning where I walked out of the house wearing an October Drift t-shirt, and Dan from October Drift was sat in the van outside.
So, whoops.
It's cool. I'll live with that.
Oh, well.
He gave me a lift to Hillsborough, so that's fine.
Oh, well, happy days. Are they listening in?
I believe so.
Oh, good.
That's if he's got back to the house after he's had to do some shopping, because they need some stuff for the gig tonight in Matlock.
Ah, Matlock. Matlock Bath.
Yeah.
Home of the bikers. Well, not home, they just go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He asked me what it was like. When he was giving me a lift this morning, and I said, it's like the seaside, but not at the seaside.
It is, actually, because you can get fish and chips and all the seasidey stuff.
It is like the front of a seaside, the promenade of a seaside, but
it's just like if you walk
a
down...
A river instead of a sea.
Yeah, Bridlington, Scarborough, anywhere like that, it's the same. There's just no beach.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is there a canal, though?
Yeah.
There's a canal.
Yeah. Well, it's a river, isn't it? I think it's.
Is it? I've only been once.
Have you? You should go during. I think it's November. They do like the fireworks displays and stuff there, but they also have the Matlock lights or something.
Ah.
Where it's lots of like miniature boats that sail down the river in different lights and stuff like that. It's a nice little show.
Mm.
And then finish it off with fireworks at the end.
It sounds lovely.
It is. It's really good. It's like being at the seaside, but not without, at the seaside.
But without the water and sand.
The inland seaside.
To be honest, I don't like the beach anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of sandy beaches.
Don't like sand.
No.
Not a big fan of the sea either. Too salty.
You don't drink it.
Yeah, I know, but it sticks to you and everything. Yeah,
I remember once when we went to the seaside and we had a picnic and our Neil
ate a load of sand.
Well, he refused to eat it because sand had gotten into the sandwiches. Sandwiches?
Sandwich.
Yeah, so yeah, he refused to eat it. My dad forced him to eat it, I remember.
Oh.
Which, yeah, I don't know why. Silly memories like that stick in my head.
I would have been the same. If you got sand on your sandwiches, you're like, no thanks.
Yeah. That's why they call it a sandwich.
Maybe.
We're going back to the sandwich discussion, aren't we?
No.
No. Let's have some October Drift instead. Two for one. Snow Into Dust and Cherry Red.
How have we got two in one then?
It's a new EP. So they've got... it's like an intro track, Snow Into Dust. So it's the first minute and a half is like an intro track. And it's got a bit of Kiwi's nice vocal like layered into it. And then it builds up into the second track, which is Cherry Red.
Well, here it is. You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM. This is The Squeak, and this is October Drift.
When you're wasting away, cherry red.
It's a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
I really love that. I think that Snow Into Dust intro track is awesome. It builds in, and despite not being like thematically connected generally, the two songs go well together.
Yeah. Yeah, it builds in well.
Yes, yeah.
So the new EP is out now.
It is. It was out on Friday, and it is really good. They've kind of... it's a bit more nuanced and a bit more kind of layered, and the last track on it is kind of some almost like Nirvana-y kind of like subtle Nirvana Seattle riffs, and like a really nice, almost tender song, which for October Drift are known for their energy generally,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, they really break out in the softer stuff.
So iTunes for that then?
Yeah, it's really good.
And if you're in Matlock?
Yeah. Matlock tonight.
Matlock tonight.
Plug on October the 22nd with Trash and Rude as well. That's a great lineup.
Yeah, if you... was it last week we played? Or was it the week before?
Last week I think we played Cinnamon Girl from the same EP.
Yeah, but we played a bit of Trash and Rude, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah,
yeah. So if you've if you missed that show, then podcast it.
Mm.
And check the music out there.
Indeed.
So, what about Donald Trump then?
Oh.
We've not talked about it for a few weeks, but it's obviously getting closer to... Election Day in the US, and I think,
scary.
Yeah, I think people have been saving some of the things until close to the time.
Why couldn't they have got all this out of the way when he was just running to be a candidate, so that he didn't get the candidacy?
Well, that's what I mean. I think if they'd have brought everything out in the open then, and he'd got through, then there'd be nothing new to talk about now.
Yeah,
or maybe it's only just emerged. I don't believe that myself. The latest one, more senior Republicans have sort of withdrawn support for him because some remarks from about 10 years ago have come to light.
Hmm.
He was on a bus, and they were recording. They set up the recording equipment and they captured something he'd said about women.
Yeah.
Basically said, you know, you can do whatever you want when you're a star or whatever. And it was fairly, you know, fairly controversial, quite graphic. So lots of support from the Republican Party has now sort of dissipated. What do you think to it?
I think he's a massive tool.
Well, he says yeah, he says he's not going to drop out of the race, but the latest to withdraw support are former candidate John McCain and Condoleezza Rice. What did she tweeted saying, enough, Donald Trump should not be president, he should withdraw, but he says he's not going to do.
It's like my other half, Rachel, says, in America, where you've got all this gun crime and a lot of really kind of extremes of people, how has he not been assassinated yet?
Well,
I'm not advocating assassinating him, to be honest, but...
just asking the question. It's interesting. I don't know. I think he's obviously not going to the places where... Because the heavily dominated states that are Republican and heavily that are Democratic, so there's no point in going to the Democratic. With the only visits, the states that are either swing states, which have sort of switched between the two, or the Republicans. So he's not really going to put himself in that much danger.
It's amazing the things that he said, like in this tape, what hashtag Trump tapes or whatever it is. It's just amazing that he gets away with saying this. But if you think of that, that's just one tape from like some interview years ago. Right, imagine what's in the Apprentice's vault.
Well, exactly.
Because apparently some people have said that he was the same on the Apprentice, allegedly. Well, he, with the candidates and stuff.
He will have been exactly the same. He's not changed, has he? He still comes out with ridiculous comments. But this was from 2005. So we've essentially got 10 years of things that he's said that more things are going to come out before the 8th of November, aren't they?
Of course. Well, it's... America is just in such bad dire straits now, because they've essentially got a potential criminal in Hillary after all of her dodgy emails and all that stuff.
Allegedly. What happened with the emails then? Is that because the FBI went to try and look at her emails and she wouldn't...
When she was Secretary of State, she kept... her own email server in her house, which wasn't secure, and it turns out that it might have been hacked by the likes of Russia and China.
Wow.
as Secretary of State. And, like, it's against all the rules. It's against, like, all common sense, to be honest. And, yeah, she got done for that.
Well, DJ Ski, our good friend, he'll be up at 3 o'clock.
He's running late.
He's not, well, not currently. This time yet. No, he says it's all set for Clinton to win.
Yeah, I agree. And Americans are between a rock and a hard place because neither candidate is particularly good for me.
Well, it's funny because it seems every time that it's the best of a bad bunch. Well, it's the best of the bad two, should you say, in this case.
Did you like Obama? I actually think Obama's one of the coolest presidents that there's ever been. He's done a lot for America. Like Obamacare, which I don't understand how people are so opposed to the nuance of like having free healthcare.
Yeah, I know, it seems silly, really. Why would you not want free healthcare?
Yeah. I had this debate with Scott Brady last night, actually. And I think me and Scott are kind of poles apart politically, but we have good kind of conversations on it and good debates. And
thing is, if you're not very ill, then you're all right, aren't you?
Yeah.
Then you won't have to pay for anything.
Yeah. But you still have to have insurance.
Yeah, you do.
To cover it, because when it gets down to it and something does happen and you need a triple heart bypass that costs like $50,000 or whatever, then you're screwed, aren't you?
It's not ideal. Yeah, you need something there.
But obviously there's a whole industry behind it in America with all the insurance and things, so that's why people are opposed to it, because there's lobbies brought on by the industry itself. Like, getting rid of the 1 cent in America, it's the most useless piece of currency in the world, like the penny is now.
And the 1 euro cent.
Yeah.
The 1 euro cent. The 1 cent in the euro is what I mean.
But it's the most pointless piece of currency because it's hardly used. It actually costs something like 6 times the cost, the value of the penny to make a penny.
Yeah. It's crazy, but then it's potentially jobs that go out the window, isn't it? Because not all the coins are made in the same place.
Yeah,
because they're made out of different things, obviously. So,
well, that's the thing in America. There's been there's been people trying to get rid of the cent in America for ages, and then there's traditionalists who want
it keeping.
It doesn't
make sense.
There's traditionalists that want it keeping, and then there's the lobby of the people that produce the metals, and that's why they keep it, because that company that produces the metals that go into a cent, they still want the job for making it, even because they're getting something like 6 cents per cent to make it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah. Odd.
Mm.
Ah, American politics.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't follow it enough, but you just look at the two that are on and you think, well, out of the two, Hillary's probably the better one.
Yeah. To be honest, I just want Jed Bartlett from The West Wing to be president forever. In my head,
I've still not seen The West Wing. For me, it'd be David Palmer from 24.
Yeah,
unfortunately, no longer with us.
Yeah, he's not.
The actor Dennis Haysbert is still with us. David Palmer is no longer with us. If you haven't seen 24, spoiler alert.
I actually said the other day that out of all the presidents, you know, the living presidents, like from the past, so you got the Bushes and the Clintons and all that, even Obama. If any of those passed away, I wouldn't really care. If Michael Sheen passes away tomorrow, I'll be gutted.
he's getting on a bit, isn't
he? Sheen, even.
Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
What did you say, Michael Sheen?
Yeah.
Michael Sheen's another great actor, by the way.
He is, yeah.
Very from good Wales, though. Not from America or the West Wing. Yeah. He's a very good impressionist as well. He played Tony Blair in The Queen, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did, yeah. And Brian Clough. And all of those.
Yeah.
So yeah, if Martin Sheen passes away, I will genuinely be gutted that President Bartlett has died.
Well, it's 2016, so it's the year of... It's a bad year. It's a bad year for celebrities.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to win?
I think it's got to be Hillary. It literally has to be, because I do not trust Donald Trump with the codes to the nukes.
Yeah, well, that's what...
I don't think anybody can.
That's what she said. Is that hot-headed? It might potentially go, and then just press the buttons, and then all of a sudden we're all dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another debate coming up, isn't there? It'll be interesting to see how he fares in that after the non-performance in the last one.
You look at some of the things he's said over the years, though, and he's completely contradicted himself in this presidential race. Yeah. There's a video circulating on YouTube of all when they've asked him about certain topics. He said something, you know, 10, 15 years ago,
yeah,
and now he's saying the polar opposite now.
Yeah,
it's almost like he's trying to tick the boxes. Yeah, it's crazy.
Indeed.
Should we have a bit of Broken Saints?
Yeah, the Broken Saints. They sent us this track for us to play. It's called River. It's nice.
This is Sheffield Live.
Too many cardboard boxes flooding with despair. Nowhere to go and nothing left to share. Just keep on walking on by.
Broken Saints.
River,
yeah. They've got themselves down here as an eclectic seven-piece acoustic band with a rock, folk, indie pop from Sheffield. It doesn't say what rock, folk, indie pop it is.
Is it freewheeling folk?
Maybe it is. But yeah, CD or album, The Life Sentences by The Broken Saints, is available on all the usual outlets.
Mmm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
What do you look for in a phone, James?
In a phone?
Yeah.
I actually don't use a phone much for phoning, ironically.
Okay.
Which I don't think many people do nowadays, do they?
Well, I suppose not. There's that many different features on the phone now.
Yeah.
Music, other stuff, searching the web, all that.
I use...
Messaging.
I use so much more data than minutes and text now, because you obviously have WhatsApp and stuff nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the same. So if you were looking for a phone, what would you not want it to do?
What would I not want it to do?
Yeah.
Explode? Samsung,
like the
Gear
Samsung.
7,
yes, yes, that's exact good segue, because funnily enough, the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, it's had some problems.
I answered it right.
Yeah, I know that doesn't normally work, does it? So the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, it's been prone to catch fire.
Yeah,
not ideal. So they brought out a second, they've recovered all of the original ones and they've brought out a second safe replacement, which has caught fire. Samsung has been forced to issue new models of the smartphone following complaints of faulty batteries. So the batteries were,
wow,
obviously not to the standard they should have been in, they were setting on fire. It's not funny. A man in Kentucky said he was scared to death when he walked to a bedroom full of smoke. Yeah, I mean, there was a fire on a Southwest Airlines plane on Wednesday from a Note 7. I mean, what is going on?
On a plane, that's kind of scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did they do? Did they have to ground the plane or something?
Well, it was evacuated, yeah. Wow. And Samsung have said it's investigating what happened. And last month, you know, Samsung assured their customers that the fixed devices were safe. Well, obviously not.
Imagine if you're on that plane, right, and, you know, the smoke coming from the seat in front of you.
I mean,
that's quite terrifying.
Yeah, not ideal. I mean, what would you think? You thought, oh, my pocket's a bit warm. What's going on? Oh, my phone's on fire. Of course it is. What else would it be? Ridiculous.
Well, makes a difference from your pants being on fire.
Yeah, I've never seen that. That was a lie. But I mean, yeah, I mean, what damage is that going to do for Samsung? Obviously, the Galaxy Note 7, I think, is the latest model, and it's competing with the iPhone 7 and all that.
They've got a lot of money, haven't they? They can afford to replace this stuff. It's obviously going to be a bit of a setback for them. But what they'll do is they'll just divert attention onto things like the AirPods for the iPhone 7, which is just... it's both a brilliant and ridiculous idea in one.
Sorry, what's that? No, I wasn't listening. DJ Skis just sent me another text. What did he say again there? Sorry.
Anyway, listeners, it's just you and me this week.
I'm really sorry. I'm trying to do two things at once.
I was talking about the AirPods for the iPhone.
With the no headphone jack.
It's both the best and worst idea in the world. And I know if I got some AirPods, I would lose one of them within a week.
It's a money-making thing, because now they're just offering replacement ones, because they know people are going to lose them. What are you supposed to do? Carry a little case around to put your AirPods in?
They come in a little plastic case.
So-and-so are you going to look like?
Do you know what it is?
Oh, hold on a minute. I need to take my AirPods out and put them in the case.
They're actually...
I don't think so. I'm going to have a pizza instead.
In a pub.
Yeah.
Pizza in a pub.
They're
moving towards what they call voice first. So, you know, like the Amazon Echo and like Siri and all those. It's basically trying to force people down the path of using voice to control things.
Well, just while we're on the subject of exploding things, DJ Skis texted and said, I'll read it phonetically, and what about that bloke whose vape exploded in his pocket? Because vapes are dangerous as well. If you lean on the power button, it sets the burner going.
Yeah.
And if you keep leaning on it, eventually it sort of combusts.
Wow.
Again, not ideal.
I'm not a fan of the whole vape thing.
Well, it's supposed to wean people off stopping smoking, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't. People just use it as a replacement for smoking that for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I've found that.
And then they become those types of people that tell everybody what flavours they've bought and which shop they got it from. And
I appreciate the flavours, to be honest. When we were at the annual barbecue, somebody had the lemon drizzle one. It smelled really nice.
It smelled nice, well.
Yeah, yeah. It's better than cigarette smoke, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But cigarettes are ridiculous as well. Everything's ridiculous today.
Mm.
In my hungover state, everything is ridiculous. And Carl, being Carl, has tweeted as Carl Maloney and said that he's pre-ordered AirPods. Which goes to show just how ridiculous they are, because even Carl's ordered
What it. A so-and-so you are.
He also says his pants are on fire.
Mm. Mm.
And Neil's also tweeted to say he's just had a party in his pants and he's got a picture of himself covered in toothpaste.
Is it toothpaste or is it shaving foam?
I assume it's toothpaste. It could be anything. Let's retweet that so the listeners can see at the squeak.
Mm. Well, you mentioned Amazon Echo. I got the chance to test it out last week.
Yeah.
What's she called? Alexa.
Alexa, yeah.
The problem is, when you talk about Alexa, Alexa thinks you're talking to her.
Yeah, if you use the name Alexa, yeah.
So saying, what if you live somewhere with somebody called Alexa, and then Alexa stops what she's doing and thinks you want to talk to her? So it can become a bit confusing, can't it?
You can change it to Amazon or Echo as well. So you can have either Alexa, Amazon or Echo as the trigger word.
Yeah. She was good, though, although I asked her for some... what did I ask her for? I asked her for Tom Jones. There was no Tom Jones.
Right.
I asked her for Prince. She didn't have any Prince, but then again, Prince is not on anywhere, is he?
No, he's not.
She had U2, though, so we were watching U2.
Yeah.
Watching U2, listening to U2, should I say.
I've banned her from ever playing U2 again.
Oh, have you?
Alexa, do not ever play U2.
Can you do that?
I don't think so, but...
No.
It would be a nice feature.
Yeah.
I'm going to write to Amazon and get them, them to add it as a feature.
I'm sure you will, yeah.
Which is really funny because, like, anybody listening who's got it on speaker now, who's got an Amazon Echo, because we keep saying Alexa, it's probably going off all the time.
It is.
So we can control somebody's house right now.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Alexa, play U2.
Alexa, buy the most expensive thing off Amazon for that customer.
Yeah. The problem is, we have to have listeners before that works. We know that it's on in your house.
Well, we're going about that the wrong way, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. Probably. Anyway, our good friend Dave Tingle's texting.
David Dingley.
We must give a shout out to Joe.
Yeah.
Who's not very well. Wish you all the best, Joe. We're going to have some minus the intention now.
Yeah.
With these four walls.
Indeed.
Keep your tweets coming in at the squeak. This is Minus the Intention.
needlessly just waiting for the call. Like a dream inside another dream, it's not a dream at all. Or am I just feeling sorry for myself? Everyone knows what's best for me, and I never stop to think. My life is a tragedy, and it ain't gonna change a thing. Guess I'll get used to staring at days for a while.
Wow, a divisive song, that one.
Yes, interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Very interesting vocal style.
Yeah, different.
Carl Malone has tweeted in to say, this song is messing with my head. It's way out of time with itself.
Yeah.
I kind of see where he's going.
Yeah, I know what he means.
The little electronic thing in the background was... I don't think it worked too well.
I can't think what it reminds me of, but it reminds me of something from, like... before I was born, that I've listened to after I was born, if that makes any sense.
Like which 80s. Is most of your music collection.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, don't know.
But yeah, that's Minus the Intention. They're from Bradford, an alt-acoustic indie band who began playing together a little over a year ago, and their debut demo EP, titled These Four Walls, has just been released.
Well, check it out. Claire Brady's replied to my earlier tweet consisting of food, and she said they've had chili nachos and sausage roll chips and beans. I didn't know you could get sausage roll in Wetherspoons.
Maybe they just brought it in from Greg's.
Inspired. Yeah. Sausage roll chips and beans. Maybe she makes sausage chips and beans.
Yeah, maybe. So they're currently sat in Wetherspoons.
Listening to us.
Soaking up last night's excess.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Yeah.
It was a fun night last night. You missed it because you didn't come.
Yeah, no, I was playing snooker with my dad in the Queen's Ground.
Any excuse.
He came and did a bit of work in the house, and then we're only going for a couple of games and a couple of pints, and we ended up out all afternoon.
It was funny enough. I was only going for a couple of drinks up at the Brady's and ended up rolling back home at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Par for the course, I suppose.
Indeed.
Now, Daft Punk rumoured to be...
Oh, I'm excited about this.
Have you seen? They've got a website.
Alive.
Alive2017.com. It's thought by some fans to be connected with the French duo who've not toured for about 10 years or so. But the website just has one page and it says Alive in block capitals. But in the I, there's actually what looks to be a countdown.
Is it? I didn't know.
Yeah. You can't really see it there, but you can see there's like some furry bits on the eye.
Listeners can't see it anyway.
No, this is just for you.
Okay.
So there's a countdown within the eye. So if you visit the website and have a look.
Well, it's relevant because the last big tour they did was called Alive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm really excited. It's one of my favourite bands of all time.
And the one before. So they did Alive 1997 and Alive 2007, and it's coming up again.
Which, so it'd be the next, like, 2017 would be the next one, wouldn't it? Every 10 years or so.
Well, yeah, the countdown is counting down to the 27th of October of this year. And then that's when people are reckoning that the actual website
will be the announcement, won't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, it's really exciting because not only are they one of the best bands of all time, they're also really good live and put on a proper... Like, obviously it's just two guys in suits that are essentially just playing tracks through computers and synths and stuff. That's all it is. But the light show and the production is amazing.
And it's a good sound as well.
Yeah.
They're good songs, aren't they?
Yeah. So they've released the last couple on DVD and stuff, and like you can even just go and watch it on YouTube, and they're well worth watching. I reckon they'll be like the next Glastonbury headliners or something for...
Well, Glastonbury sold out. Yeah. Despite the website crashing.
Again.
Yeah, again.
As is standard every year.
Yeah. They've put an extra £10 on the ticket prices this year, so it's £238.
Yeah. Well, after next year, it's a break, isn't it? So.
Yeah, they need to let the land recover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to Glastonbury?
I haven't, no.
I haven't been.
I've done a few festivals, like... One of my favourites was always the Isle of Wight Festival because they used to have a cracking lineup every year. Glastonbury, I think, I don't know, I've obviously never been, but it just seems too big for me now. Like, I would constantly, like, at the Isle of Wight Festival and stuff, there's two or three stages, and you're always wondering, like, what's going to clash, where you're going to go. At Glastonbury, is about 20 stages or something.
Yeah.
It would be an absolute mess with my mind, that. I wouldn't be able, I would just feel bad at missing so much stuff.
Yeah, and if you're paying £240, near as damn it, then you want to make the most of it, don't you?
Yeah. And I can be like those middle class moaners that just watch it on BBC and then moan about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Kanye West, he's not a headliner at Glastonbury. Yes, he is.
Because
he's
there, look, he's doing it. He's doing it now.
Oh, Jay-Z. Yeah. He's not a headliner at Glastonbury. Yes, he is.
And it is Jay-Z, because we're in Britain now.
Yeah.
England, whatever. What's your favourite Daft Punk song? No, this is going to be divisive, if anybody gets in touch on Twitter.
I'm a big fan. I hated Daft Punk, which was one of their very first singles.
Okay.
Hated it when it came out, and I've grown to really appreciate that. And just the bass line and that, like... The bass beat is just awesome. It's one of my all-time favourites.
Mm.
And that will stand up as one of my all-time favourites forever. That.
It's tough to pick, actually. I've asked a question. I'm not even sure I can decide. I really like Get Lucky, though. I thought that was a great tune.
That whole album was really good. Like, proper funky. The stuff that he did with Pharrell and...
Random Access Memories, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did stuff with Pharrell and Giorgio Moroder. That was a good one. Even though it's essentially just Giorgio Moroder talking... over some music. It's an awesome song.
Well, some clues to the tour in the HTML.
All right.
Spells out the longitude and latitude coordinates of Paris, LA, London, New York, Tokyo, Sao Paulo, Ibiza, and India in California, and a location close to Perth in Australia.
Wow.
And the HTML ends with the simple sign off, Shep logged out. who was one of the lead characters in the animated movie Interstellar 5555.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
That's essentially the first album as an animation that, that goes through the whole story of the characters that made the music. It's really good.
I'll have to check that out. It's just add it to the list of all the other things that I haven't seen that I need to watch, I suppose.
Yeah. It's good because it is essentially just... It's just an hour-long music video, essentially, to that first album.
Mm. Well, we've got one more. So we've got one more song to play out with, and it's the Nova Chords.
Yeah, these guys are from Manchester, and again, they sent us music just like you can. So get in touch if you're in a band or know someone that's in a band. Nice little nightmare to finish with.
Yeah, just before DJ Ski gets here.
Yeah,
at 3 o'clock.
Late.
This is the Nova Chords. Last one before we go.
Woke me up, scared me wide awake. Nightmare whispering all my past mistakes. Nightmare broke my heart, left your girl is gone. Nightmare leave me be, I know I did wrong. I can't sleep without her by my side. My love weeps, I can't get satisfied. I can't sleep without her by my side, my love weeps. I can't get satisfied. Nightmare dragging me from my empty bed. Nightmare won't forgive callous words I said. Nightmare, silent night, my phone never beeps. Nightmare, all I hear are your footsteps creep. I can't think. My eyes blink, my reflection's disgrace. I can't think. Tears roll down my face. My eyes blink, my reflection's disgrace. Every step I take, nightmare, day and night, a constant heartache. Nightmare led me down, back to home, sweet home. Nightmare walked away as I stood alone. It's pitch black. Go dream me out of this, take me back. Wake me up with a kiss. It's pitch black. Wake me up with a kiss. Night, night, sleep tight. Don't let the sorrow bite. Night, night, sleep tight. Don't let the sorrow bite. Night, night, sleep tight. Don't let the sorrow bite. Night, night, sleep tight. Don't let the sorrow bite. Let us be how we used to be. Give me time to get back my Marie. Let us be how we used to be. Give me time to get back my Marie.
The Nova Chords.
Yeah, another interesting arrangement.
The music's been interesting today.
It has. And I think it's nice to have a little bit of a difference, to be honest.
Yeah. Contrast.
Talking
contrast.
Of nice, DJ Ski's arrived with a gift.
Complete with apple pie.
And it looks amazing.
Yeah, so we must say a big
and
thanks.
And it's cut in just the right shape as well.
Yeah, it is a lovely shape. We must say thanks to Rob's good lady, Kathy. Or Kathy.
Yeah.
Said both, Brooks. But B-U-R-X, so it's not cheeky.
Well, thank you very much. It looks awesome, and we shall be having that later.
Yeah, can't wait. Love apple pie. We had apple pie last week after dinner, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
I might be having it after my dinner today.
Two lots of apple pie.
Yeah.
Can't have enough apple pie. So yeah, if you are in a band or you know someone that is and they want to get the music played, you can ask them to send it to us. Get in touch with us via Twitter at The Squeak or facebook.com/The Squeak.
Yep. I still love how you do the slash with your hands every time.
I do the slash every time, yeah.
You don't have
to tell people that.
You think you like Anton Deck, don't you?
Oh, I hate Anton Deck. can't stand
you're
him.
Basically Anton Deck rolled into one.
No, that's Stephen Mulhern.
Fair enough.
I can't stand him either.
Well, yeah. Is there anyone you do like? Other than DJ Ski?
Obviously. What, broadcasting? Jonathan Ross is all right.
Yeah.
I don't watch him anymore.
I don't think anybody does now, did he? He moved to ITV, didn't he, after his Andrew Sachs debacle?
Yeah, he left a dodgy answer phone message, didn't he? Him and Russell Brand.
Yeah.
And then just got paid more money by ITV, so not really a punishment.
Yeah. Bit like Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
Punched his producer, left the BBC and got more money from Amazon.
Pretty much.
Which actually starts on November the 18th.
Does it?
Yeah.
So he's probably doing less work now and getting paid more.
I don't know, because it used to be 6 episodes, didn't it, on BBC Two, Top Gear, and they're doing 8 episodes per year for 3 years, I think, initially.
Oh, I don't know, right. Okay, then, maybe
I'm
more.
I'm travelling the world doing it.
Yeah, but they're doing a different country per episode, aren't they, or something?
That's
why it's called what it's called, the Grand Tour.
Yeah, the trailer's out on YouTube and on Amazon and stuff now, so it actually looks really good.
Well, there you go. DJ Ski's setting up. What have we got today on... No. Well, no, because we're on the wrong track, aren't we? DJ's panicking.
My jingle thought, that come through, has it? I'm setting up. I'm early.
I know, yeah.
I think you've shamed him into coming in early after last week.
I haven't. You did. It's James. It's always James, never me.
I don't do shame. I've come in so I can get you a pie.
It's very much appreciated, too.
What have we got on the show today, on your show, DJ Ski?
We're talking about a bit of Prince Buster. There are a lot of cultural. It's Black History Month, isn't it? So I'm doing a lot of cultural stuff and historical stuff.
Cool.
And you're here till 5 with platinum plates. Have you learnt the Virgin number yet?
I haven't actually. What channel is it?
I don't know. 150.
I'm going to say the Virgin Channel number. Let's say
157 or something.
In the Sheffield area, well, everyone who listens to me, you'll know it as 150 summer.
I think it's 157. I've got Virgin. I don't know. I should do.
Virgin.
No.
So, 150 summer's good enough. Nobody complains except you.
I don't complain, I just think it's funny.
Well, can I just say?
Oh, of course you can.
It was a long way around to getting that, it doesn't make sense, joke. You start with Donald Trump.
To be honest, it wasn't scripted.
Are you sure it wasn't scripted?
No, I just thought of it, that's why I interrupted James.
We actually haven't scripted, we haven't done any prep for the show today. We literally just turned up and...
Curtains of radio have just completely been
just winged
to hell.
Winged it.
Well, it sounds okay. Sounds good. Maybe we should do that more often.
Yeah, maybe
it's
we should.
Better when we don't.
We've done it again. We've got like a minute left.
Oh, well. Why don't you sing a song for a minute?
What have we got on next week?
I don't know.
Well, see, our show sort of depends on what happens in the news. And we don't know yet. And we haven't been sent any music either. So hopefully by...
There's a lot of Sheffield artists that do like grime, like my son, they do grime. And
we've had some grime, haven't we?
We've had Coco and Matic Mouth and...
My son's got some stuff like that. He's had it played on that other Sheffield radio.
All right. Which one? Burn Grieve? Did you see that one?
It's off at back.
Oh, Sheffield, BBC, Sheffield. Yes. Oh, right, okay.
Well, there.
Bring some in, we'll play it.
Yeah.
I'll
you hear us do our appeal every week, and you've never mentioned this before.
I know. I didn't even notice.
Just stuff that I hear, obviously I don't hear it all the time, but stuff I've heard, I look like more like indie Arctic Monkeys kind of stuff.
Just,
you know, which is a lot of you, which is fair enough. But yeah, there's loads of little artists out there. I'll have with my son, I'll give him your number.